I don't think that I'm revealing a big secret when I say there is a lot of hostility toward Prime Minister Netanyahu right now. And I'm not even speaking about his invitation to address Congress. This, of course, lends its own heated debate. Although personally, I do look forward to hearing his remarks at AIPAC in just a few weeks. Hopefully it'll be a prelude or a hint as to what our politicians will actually hear later that day. But rather, what I'm referring to are the multiple invitations Prime Minister Netanyahu has made to the Jews of Europe. Invitations to make Aliyah to Israel as the world continues to experience the horrors of anti-Semitism. In Paris, in London, recently, the mass desecration of graves in a cemetery in northern France. And of course, devastatingly, the shooting of a volunteer guard outside of a synagogue in Copenhagen during a bat mitzvah celebration. A Danish journalist was one of the bat mitzvah attendees. We were no more than 50 children and adults together, said Ava Bloom. We were at the bat mitzvah dancing and celebrating, and suddenly the security guard came in and screamed, "Turn off the music, go downstairs to the basement." And we asked ourselves in that moment if it's time to buy plane tickets to Israel. Are we at that point yet? We don't have an answer. And in reaction to that hate, the hatred that isn't new but seems to be resurfacing, as many of you heard on the news, Netanyahu said, "Jews need protection everywhere. But we're telling you, Israel is your home." And then with vocal urgency, Netanyahu said to the Jews throughout Europe, "Make Aliyah, come home." And so in reaction, hostility erupts. European leaders, while seemingly touched by Netanyahu's concern, are attempting to reassure their Jewish communities that Europe is still a place where Jews can and must thrive. Thank God, leaders like the Danish Prime Minister are saying things like, "An attack on Denmark's Jews is an attack on everyone." And the French Prime Minister said, "A Jew who leaves France is a piece of France that is gone." But should the Jews leave Europe? I honestly can't tell you. These Jews feel anxiety on a daily basis, and I think we would be terribly naive to think that a hate crime, that an anti-Semitic act, couldn't happen right here. I personally thank God every day for the security that we have here at this synagogue and within the broader community. And while I'm not trying to instill fear, it would be incorrect to assume that we are immune to that same kind of hate. But I am not here this morning to tell you or to tell the Jews of Europe that they should heed Netanyahu's words and make Aliyah tomorrow. That's not my place. There's a different point I want to make. The point I think is missing through the haze of the debates and arguing. The point being, the fact is that today, in 2015, the Jews of Europe, the Jews right here, we each have a choice. If the Jews of Europe want to leave, there's no question that the democratic homeland of the Jewish people, Israel, will open her arms to her children in need. that Jews worldwide, everyone sitting here today, that we are able to make that choice to go and live in the land of Israel. Now, for those of us born here, for those of us born after Israel's inception in 1948, it's hard for us to imagine a world in which a Jew could not turn to Eretz Yisrael. So many of us, thank God, know an Israel like the one Netanyahu describes, an Israel that comes to the aid of women and men and children in need and says, "Welcome home." But then again, to imagine a world where that isn't possible, where that wasn't possible, all we have to do is open a history book and recall the story of the SS Exodus. 88-year-old Frances Greenberg, Holocaust survivor, remembers her first attempt, her first try in moving to Israel. Wanting to leave war-torn Europe before the founding of the state in 1947, over 4,500 Holocaust survivors boarded the Exodus. Now, Greenberg was the last survivor of her family. And so she remembers, as the Exodus began to approach the shores of then Palestine. And then she remembers feeling as if hope was right at her fingertips, the boat beginning to turn around as it wasn't permitted to land nor let the 4,500 Holocaust survivors make Aliyah. It made its way back to Europe. Greenberg's parents and two sisters and a brother were all killed by the Nazis. Greenberg thinks killed in the gas chambers. And so her only dream in that moment, as you could possibly imagine, was to start again, was to begin her life anew in the land of Israel. But alas, in 1947, that dream would not come true. Not then. But she notes, 6 decades later, with no British soldiers to stop her, she bought a ticket, an airplane ticket, on El Al. And greeting her at Ben-Gurion Airport, no one to turn her away. Rather now, with open arms, her daughter, who had made Aliyah in the 70s, and 3 of her grandchildren. Frances Greenberg understands the gift of being able to make that choice, to freely make the choice of moving and living in Eretz Israel. I recently read the story of a young man studying at a university, a young Jewish man. He was earning his law degree. Although not particularly religious, he became more and more attuned to the anti-Semitic acts occurring both within and outside the classroom. And even more so, this young man became sensitive to the Jewish students that were somehow able to turn a blind eye to the anti-Semitism. Perhaps more disappointingly, the Jewish students that would masquerade around campus denying their Jewish upbringing altogether. This young man is quoted as saying, "Anti-Semitism is a stable and immutable factor in human society." Now, it breaks my heart, because any of us could have pulled this quote from a newspaper here in 2015, unfortunately, many college campuses. But the quote is actually from 1894, France. The young Jewish man, Theodor Herzl. Herzl once said, "Next year in Jerusalem is our age-old motto. It's now a matter of showing that the vague dream can be transformed into a clear and glowing idea. Sadly, Herzl's description of human society has not changed. And I can say with confidence, and I so wish it was different, that we'll continue to see acts of anti-Semitism terrorize our people. But if only Herzl knew that amongst this turmoil, that amongst this hatred, exists this beautiful, miraculous conversation where a Jew today can actually ask the question, should I move to Israel? Not can I move to Israel, but should I? To be able to ask that question is a gift we are forgetting to acknowledge. And to be able to ask that question is a gift that we must protect. Since 2002, through the organization Nefesh B'Nefesh, 40,000 people from North America have made Aliyah. On birthright, over 400,000 people have been gifted the choice to visit our holy land. No barriers, no boats or planes turning these people away. We know that if we are in need, Israel is ready to receive us. And it's that kind of gift, it's that kind of choice that we cannot take for granted. Let the words of the psalmist pierce our hearts. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. May we always hold dear the miracle of this choice. Never, never forgetting the gift of being able to call Israel our home. Shabbat shalom.